The service is by and large dedicated to our staff. The counselors, so good to see you all, from the village, from Cottage, and all those who will be serving the Lord these weeks here up at camp. The boys arrive tomorrow. The show begins. But it's not a show, is it? It's to introduce them to the reality of Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you to introduce those boys to the real thing. And those little children to the real thing. It's not just a story. It's the truth. It's the truth. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And don't do it in your own strength, because you know how that works. It doesn't work so well. But do it in His strength, who in the strength that He supplies is more than conqueror. We want to do it all by His Spirit. I encourage you tonight to accept, to take. Simply accept more of that Spirit, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Take that power so that you can truly be the witness that Jesus wants you to be. And that's true for all of us, for all of us. And so tonight, in honor of all of our staff, let's begin by singing page 197 in the hymnal, the red hymnal, By My Spirit. Let's sing this in faith that the Lord will do that for each one of us tonight. Now, whether we're staying or whether you're going home tomorrow, I raise my hand on that one, that whatever, no matter whether we come or go, it'll be all by His Spirit. Let's sing it. 197. All together. Ready?
Is there a mountain in your way?
Village counselors, sing the second verse for us together.
Is there a river in your path, a river deep and wide? Send in the water, we'll row back. You'll reach the other side.
All together.
Not by might, not by power. By Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed. My Spirit saith the Lord.
Now, cottage, kitchen, housekeeping, other, boathouse. You get to sing the third verse. You thought you were going to get off of that, didn't you, Sister Sandy? Come on, all together. Third verse.
Is there a fiery furnace, child, far more than you can bear? Son of God is walking with you.
Same group, keep singing. Grounds, not by my. Come on, grounds,
not by power. By my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Office, join.
Not by power. By my Spirit, saith.
All together, let's sing it.
This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, saith the Lord
all together on the fourth.
Then trust alone the mighty God. He speaks, the winds obey. By mind, not by power, by my spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my spirit, this mountain.
This mountain shall be removed.
This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my spirit, saith the Lord.
Let's thank him for his spirit. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for your spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come by your spirit. Come by your spirit. Minister to each one of our hearts tonight. Oh, Lord. We pray by your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We bow before you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, we adore you, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord Jesus, that the wind of the Holy Spirit, that breath of God, will blow through this place tonight. We ask that each one of us will receive a fresh or perhaps a new infilling of the Holy Spirit so that we may truly serve you as we ought. Not in our own strength, Lord, not in our own good ideas, not in our own power, our own shrewdness, but, Lord, in your spirit, by your spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will increase our faith. We pray, Lord Jesus, in those moments, perhaps when we are tempted to doubt, we're tempted to wonder, Lord, what's going on here? Is God doing anything? That in us, the Spirit will spark the faith, even if it's just the size of a mustard seed. That by that faith of the Son of God, we will say to that mountain, be removed and cast into the midst of the sea, and it will be so by your Spirit. Do that work for each one of us tonight. Give us all seeking, thankful, receptive hearts that we might receive what you wish to do for us tonight. Lord, we're not just drumming this up. This isn't just something we do because tomorrow the boys, the children arrive. But Lord, we need this. We all need this. Every single one of us, we need more of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. But with the Holy Spirit, we can do all things through that strength which God supplies. And so we pray that you will do that for us this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Breathe on me. Thank you.
We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you.
Certainly open for testimonies. I'd love to hear anyone give thanks to the Lord, especially related to the cross or to His Holy Spirit. Of course, tonight we're celebrating Holy Communion together. It's always right to give thanks for the cross, and also certainly from our counselors, especially our head counselors. Love to hear a little report of what you're looking forward to the Lord, what He'll do these next 2 weeks, maybe a little about your lessons or whatever. It'll help us to pray. Us those here up in Watch Rock, and those of us who will be at home with the stuff, it'll help us to pray too for you. So feel free. I believe the village counselors have a song for us. Have that now, please.
We're going to try to stay in here. This might look like how many midgets can fit into a phone booth. We could try this. Yeah.
Before we sing a song, we're also going to pray for the staff. I've had an interesting week up here at camp. It started with the first day, last Tuesday. I walked into the dining hall and just took a little peek into, I guess, what is, I don't know if it's still called the cottage dining hall. I know they usually share it with at least one other group, but it's kind of their turf, that downstairs dining hall. And there I saw sitting was our brother Philip Callis. Now, I know many of you know him. He was counseling in the cottage, and immediately I looked at him, and of course we've been good friends most of our lives, lost track of each other for a little while, like happens sometimes, you know, as people grow up. But I said, Phil, you've come full circle. Because I actually had to write this down. 46 years ago, Brother Phil and I were campers together in the cottage. And his mother and father were our counselors. They were the seed planters way back when. And then, to bring it up to date today, I see our brother Ernie. And now, I'm sure the dates weren't exactly correct, but on a night just like this, although it would have been on a Wednesday night, because back when I was a camper, we came on Thursday and went home on Wednesday, Brother Ernie was sitting with you guys. Maybe he was sitting back there playing his trumpet, but he was one of those village counselors waiting for the boys to arrive, and one of those boys that was going to arrive was me. Was me. He's not that much older than me. He was the junior Nonantum counselor, as we were talking about. I said, I remember you were sort of the, when we say junior, he was the younger, you know, like James the less, you know. Wasn't that he was any less, but he was the junior Nonantum counselor, and our brother Paul Dietrich was the senior Nonantum counselor. And I still have some very clear recollections of both of those times at Pilgrim Camp. I can still even see our brother Ernie when we had those meetings in the longhouse. I can still see worshiping the Lord and leading us and teaching us as young men about Jesus and how to follow him, and on even very clear memories of being 8 years old, being in the cottage and hearing about Jesus and playing on the slides and the swings and building our fort and all those things that sort of have become legendary activities here at Pilgrim Camp. I'm thankful for all of the counselors I had over the years. Now it's your turn. Maybe some of you have already had a few turns. It happens around here at Pilgrim Camp. You know, once you get in the door, you know, you kind of, you know, they get their hooks into you and you get pulled back often. Isn't that so, Brother Steve? Even when you escape for years, they get you again, right? And bring you back. Well, I thank God for you. And I know that by God's grace, he's going to empower you. What do we have to offer them? We have Jesus. You know, it's so interesting, Brother Peter, you sort of mentioned about, when I said, you know, introduce them to the real Jesus. That just kind of came blurting out. That was not anything planned. In fact, I almost surprised myself when I said that. But that's what we want, right? We want them to know reality, the truth. The world has enough falsehood, has enough, you know, making offers that it never intends to keep. But Jesus is the real thing. He is the real thing. And Christ living in us. See, I'm going to talk just a little bit before we have communion about, and there are so many marvelous Christian camps where boys and girls and young people are introduced to Jesus. Some of them are in the mountains. Others are sports camps. I've been affiliated with many of them where so many people and young people serving God. But there's something a little different here. And I'm not saying it's nowhere else, but there's something just a little bit different here about how these people, these children, even adults, are introduced to Jesus. And I'm going to speak on that in just a moment and connect it to our Holy Communion. But before we pray for the staff, let's sing in our white books, page 91, Christ liveth in me. Every day you wake up, I don't expect you to remember this, but if you do, every day when you wake up, before you head off to counselor's prayer, or maybe before you go wake those kids up, before Brother Peter gets on that loudspeaker. Or I don't know how you wake those little ones up there, Sister Diane. I don't know. Do you use a whistle? Gently. It's much gentler now. We're kinder, gentler pilgrim camp, aren't we? I remember a whistle for some reason. But anyway. Christ lives in me. Let's sing it together. All together on the first verse.
Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see, but in God's word the light I found, now Christ liveth in me.
I'm going to ask all of the counselors to stand. We're going to pray for you right now. We're going to pray that God will commission you. He already has. You're here. But that he will empower you. Living in you. Christ liveth in me. Let's pray, folks. Let's pray for these men and these women who will be working with these young people. Let's believe that Jesus Christ will be revealed in them to these children. Oh, Lord Jesus. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord Jesus. We believe you. We believe you, Lord Jesus. We pray. We pray. We pray, dear Lord Jesus. We pray, dear Lord. Pray, dear Lord. I'm going to ask our brother Ernie if he would pray for all of these counselors. Lead us, please, brother Ernie. Jesus.
We thank you, dear Lord, for every one of these counselors.
Yes.
We recognize, Jesus. Lord, that our sufficiency comes from you.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, we need you.
Jesus.
We need you. Lord, we all need you, but these young men and women that are going to serve you during these next 2 weeks, they need your anointing. They need a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. They need your word in their mouths. They need faith that you give. They need your wisdom. Lord, in so many ways, we need you. Because without you, we've recognized already, Lord, we can do nothing. So we ask you, Jesus, we ask you to come. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and come in your power. And Lord, lay your hand upon every single counselor. Bless the head counselors. Bless Brother Peter. Bless Sister Diane. Bless them, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven upon them, and day by day just pour in fresh oil, Lord, upon their lives and into their ministry. And every one of the counselors do the same, dear Lord. Junior counselors, Nonanton counselors, Natick, wherever they may be, dear Lord, a fresh anointing day by day. You have it for us, Lord. You have help for everyone. Dear Lord, we pray that when we run out of our strength and we run out of our ideas and we run out of whatever we have to offer, Lord, we pray that your grace and your fullness will give again and again and again and again out of that infinite supply in Jesus. Oh, thank you. All power has been given to you in heaven and on earth. And then, Lord, you said that if we would ask, you would give to us. that help that we need. Bless, O Lord, the bus that's coming. Bless the children that will be on these grounds. And right from the very beginning, we pray, right from the meeting tomorrow or whenever the first meeting might be, Lord, minister to them and help them to understand the real Jesus, the reality of knowing Jesus personally in their hearts and lives. And so we ask to that end, Lord, that every council will be equipped and panoplied with the power of God. And do something for us tonight, Lord. Oh, we believe that you are working in us. We believe that you're helping us. And as we remember Calvary, as we remember the cross and the open door that that brings to us into your fullness and into your presence, may we out of your fullness receive grace upon grace against every need that we have. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated as we sing the third verse, all together of page 91.
As lives the flower within the seed, as in the comb the tree, so praise the God of truth and grace, his Spirit liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.
Ask all those who will be serving the Lord who are not counselors, the support staff, the grounds, the office. I guess the only one I missed was perhaps the health office, the health staff. All of you who will be serving the Lord these next 2 weeks, please stand so we can pray for you. You are the ones who make this possible. Your work allows these men and these women to minister directly to these children. And you never know what word of kindness, even a smile, maybe as you hand them a plate of eggs or whatever it may be, or contribute to the beauty of these grounds, or maybe a little one who's got a tummy ache. Whatever it may be, that God will use you. Let Jesus minister through you, not just you, even a cup of cold water. In my name, Jesus said, will not go unrewarded. Sister Marie, will you pray? These are all of the rest of the staff. My instructions tell me try not to name all the departments because I might miss one, but this is everybody. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Our Father in heaven.
Yes.
We so love you, and we so thank you for these holy grounds where you walk, where you move, where you change, where you open eyes and you open ears, yes, and you open hearts.
Yes.
And we pray for everyone who's going to serve, whether they're going to make beds, whether they're going to cut lawns, whether they're going to serve ice cream in the store, whatever their duties are in the office. Every single one, the nurses, whoever, Jesus, Father, Jesus, let your blessing be upon them because Jesus, you love the world.
Yes.
And you love these young boys that are coming up on the bus tomorrow and the girls that are going to be in the college, little girls, and helpers, workers. Jesus, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come upon us tonight and divinely enable everyone in the service of the King.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie. You may be seated. Let's sing that fourth verse, shall we? Fourth verse of 91, Christ liveth in me.
With longing all my heart is filled, that like him I may be. As on the wondrous thought I dwell, that Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.